Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cleveland is a city of resilient,
hardworking, and passionate people
who are determined to see
our neighbors flourish
and our communities thrive.
We are leaders in generosity,
kindness, and service.
Cleveland knows that it only takes
one person to inspire a movement.
And that's why
Giving Tuesday CLE exists.
By taking the competition
out of charitable giving,
Cleveland nonprofits are working together
with the help
of local businesses,
community organizations,
faith leaders,
friends and neighbors,
people like you
and me,
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 and me.
Join the Giving Tuesday
CLE movement
by wearing your good hat
on Tuesday, December 3rd.
Together, we'll celebrate
the collective impact
of generosity in our community.
Whether it's the number of hours volunteered,
dollars donated,
or acts of kindness shared,
we can do more together
than each of us can do alone.
Donate, volunteer, tell your friends.
Wow, that video was amazing. And I know the audience can't see the video, but they can hear it and hear how motivating it is. Good morning. Welcome back to Cleveland Connection. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. And right now we are talking with Pamela Turrows, and she is with Giving Tuesday. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. So let's talk about that video for a second.
Yes.
So people are understanding what it is that they just heard. Obviously, you know, they heard some information about Giving Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
but where can they go to see it, and where can they go to maybe see some familiar faces?
That video is hosted on YouTube and on dogoodcle.org. You can also find it on our social media pages at Wish Cleveland, where all of the Giving Tuesday citywide campaign information lives. That video was a game changer for us. There's over 30 people in it who are wearing their good hats and celebrating what good we can do in Cleveland this holiday season. It was donated by Anthony Thomas Advertising, and it was such an incredible gift. Most of the people in that video could never go out and have that kind of a professional message talking about what we're doing and working together. We specifically work with small organizations. They don't have a big marketing department to tell their story. So Anthony Thomas Advertising really stood up and said, we can tell that story for you. And I couldn't. It's amazing.
It really did tell a story for that. So you mentioned the hats. We're going to get to that in just a second.
Yes.
Before we I'm just getting excited. I'm like, I'm going to talk about everything.
Me too. Yes, it's a lot.
So before we get into all that, let's just, for anyone who doesn't know, who's never heard of Giving Tuesday, give a general synopsis of what it is.
Sure. Back in 2007, a group of nonprofit professionals out of the 92nd Street Y in New York City said, you know, we've got Black Friday, we've got Cyber Monday and all this spending, but that's not really what the holidays is about. What if we have a day for generosity and kindness and volunteerism? What if we celebrate that? And so they started working together for the first Giving Tuesday, they called it. It's always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, and it's an international movement. It's always the Tuesday after America's Thanksgiving, but we're the only ones actually who celebrate Thanksgiving. It's in over 50 countries, I believe, and Cleveland is one of the citywide campaigns. So there are lots of cities around the United States that celebrate it together as a community, and this is our second year doing that.
I find it fascinating that America is the only country that celebrates Thanksgiving, yet the entire world takes place in Giving Tuesday. That is amazing. What started it here in Cleveland?
I was a social worker for a long time, and so I always kind of knew about Giving Tuesday because usually the nonprofits that I was working for would celebrate it in some way. And then when I stopped working as a social worker, and I do writing and editing now for nonprofits, and I work specifically with small organizations that don't have a marketing department, And I always ran a Giving Tuesday campaign for some client. But last year, I didn't have a client to run one for. And so I said, you know, what if we just kind of do one for the city? And they were doing it in Charlotte, South Carolina, where they keep track of what they do as a whole city. And they announced that they raised like $7 million as a city through Giving Tuesday. They gear it up before Giving Tuesday. And I thought, you know what? Cleveland deserves that because there's just as much good happening in Cleveland, but we're not necessarily capturing it. So last year we did it for the first time. We had 36 nonprofits participate. We raised $13,000. We're already at about $7,000 and it's not even Giving Tuesday yet this year. So we're definitely, geared up to beat that record this year. But it's not just about, the money that's donated. It is really about taking cookies to your neighbor, taking a can to the local food pantry, and just taking the time to recognize that the holiday season is about so much more than what you can buy in a store, literally.
So you're raising money outside of just that day itself. You've got a whole campaign going here.
Yes. We launched officially with the video on at Women's Entrepreneurship Day on November 19th. And that's when we started shipping out the good hats, which we'll talk a little bit more about. And that's when we started accepting the donations online. We've got over 60 nonprofits registered to participate. If you purchase a hat or an event ticket or make a donation at dogoodcle.org on the main site, your donation gets divided between 15 small, really social justice oriented nonprofits without a campaign to raise money for themselves. So it's kind of the little guy campaign. So if you donate from the main page, we will share that money equally between organizations that we can talk more about on working on issues of homelessness and LGBTQ rights and racism and STEM education and animal care for people who are underprivileged also. So that gets divided between those if you donate from the main page. But you can also choose any cause that's listed. There's over 60 nonprofits and give directly to that organization as well.
That's amazing.
Thank you. There are also Giving Tuesday campaigns that are happening outside of ours. United Way runs a big Giving Tuesday campaign. We are looking to partner up more with them this year. But even for this this year's event, because our partnership came kind of late, we're doing just a little bit of a switch. We're working with United Way to accept socks and toys for kids at our event on December 3rd. And they're going to talk about our good hats at their event. So there's tons of Giving Tuesday campaigns happening, not just ours. And we really want to uplift them all because anybody doing good any day of the year is good.
Right. So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. And right now we are talking with Pamela Turros and we are talking about Giving Tuesday. Is there anything that you're doing differently this year as opposed to some of the other years?
Sure. The reason that we got the attention last year of the Global Giving Tuesday movement and the national office is because we did a complete equity campaign last year. And it was just kind of, we thought of it in August and we started planning it in September and we did what we could in a very tight 10-week time frame. This year, we've been working almost all year long with a volunteer planning committee. And we have the equity campaign through the Do Good CLE website. But we also are opening it up so that anyone wants to participate. Last year, we had applicants and you had to, you know, be accepted to be part of the campaign. But we didn't really want to leave anyone out. So it's been wonderful to have the help of some amazing volunteers this year to help make sure that we can do more than we could do last year.
So now anybody,
any nonprofit can register. They can sign up for a page. And then the 15 that benefit from the equity campaign have already been chosen by the planning committee. But we'll choose a different 15 next year. And we'll be meeting in January to start planning next year. We're really in full speed now as a city.
Is it all the nonprofits in the Cleveland area or do you work outside of the Cleveland area?
We've had some go beyond Cleveland. I mean, we wouldn't turn you away if you were from Northeast Ohio. Anthony Thomas Advertising, they're from Akron, but they just support a lot of Cleveland organizations. And, you know, we're all neighbors, really.
So you mentioned you've been doing this kind of all year. When did the planning for it start?
So we were pretty tired last year. It was kind of crazy running it with my small team. And so we kind of took a break from it to take notes and reflect on what we did well and reflect on what we could do better and really see if we could commit to doing it again. And then I got invited to go to the National community summit for any leader who was running a campaign on behalf of a city. And that was in May. And I told myself, okay, you can decide after that if you're going to do this again. And then I had so many good ideas going to that summit. We were invited and it was paid for by the National Giving Tuesday campaign. And I got to go to Charlotte and meet other people who are doing this. That's where I got the idea for the good hats. And I came home, of course, with lots of excitement and good ideas. And we just brought them all back to Cleveland. So shortly after that, we put our committee together. We have about 10 people who regularly attend, who've been attending biweekly meetings since July to plan what we would do together. And then tons of community sponsors. They're all listed on dogoodcle.org. And there's actually still opportunities for businesses to get involved. If you hear this conversation and you think, gosh, I wish my business would have known about this, we would still love anyone who wants to match donations on Giving Tuesday. You could throw $1,000 into the mix, and if you know Cleveland raised $1,000 in a certain hour, then you could match that. There's still plenty of ways for people to get involved. A business owner or someone who wants to make a $5 donation. We value all of it equally.
So you were talking about volunteers earlier. If someone wants to volunteer, they want to help out, how would they go about doing that, and what would they be doing?
Sure. We have a volunteer sign-up form on our website. There are some nonprofits that have what would be called like an activation on Giving Tuesday. I know a group from Tri-C, from the Mandel Scholars Program, they're going to go down and make donations to the Wall of Love on Giving Tuesday. They're going to record themselves. They're going to wear their good hats. And so that would be a way someone could get involved on Giving Tuesday. Or you could volunteer at the event. There are two volunteer shifts, people who want to come and help us set up. We have had flowers donated from a nonprofit called Big Hearted Blooms. And so we're going to be putting those into centerpieces right before the event, which is at Beachland Ballroom and Tavern. And people could be at the event really just, you know, helping it run smoothly, helping us get people checked in, helping make sure everyone's having a good time. It's a family-friendly event, which is kind of unique. A lot of nonprofit events are really more adults-driven, and children and youth can come free with the purchase of an adult ticket. So we're just planning to have a good time, and that's the goal. So we would like volunteers to come and help and then also just come celebrate with us.
That sounds so much fun. So how much is an adult ticket?
$30. And 18 of that actually goes to whichever nonprofit you select. So the cost of the ticket is about $12.
And you're helping out just by showing up.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that are going to be going on at this event?
We have Refresh Collective. He is a local hip hop artist and educator who is bringing his students. They're going to be performing at the event. We want to do a little bit of pampering. So we've got a massage therapist coming in to do chair massages. Several of the nonprofits are bringing their swag. One of the things I'm really excited about is the Northeast Ohio Coalition for the Homeless. They go by the name NEOC. They had participants in their programs create wrapping paper this year, that the purchase of the wrapping paper directly benefits people who are experiencing homelessness in Cleveland. And they're going to be selling it at the event. You can, of course, get your good hat at the event. And I hope you'll go to dogoodcle.org and see what those good hats are all about. And so things like that, really just fun food. We've had lots of wonderful food donated, and then we're getting some additional stuff from Beachland Ballroom and Tavern. We'll have swag bags for the first 100 people that volunteers have been putting together. Volunteers could help do that also. And if anybody has something they'd like to throw in the swag bag, that would be a little bit of pampering for our nonprofit partners. The nonprofits are allowed to set up a table, but we also want them to really just enjoy the event because they're working hard all year, and it's a day to really celebrate all the good that they do.
So attendees can kind of go to this event, and it sounds like they can get maybe some Christmas shopping done.
Yes, for sure.
While they're there, get a back massage, enjoy the atmosphere. All for $30, and helping out all at the same time. That's amazing. So if anyone missed the date of that, the time and the location, give it one more time.
It is Tuesday, December 3rd at Beachland Ballroom Tavern, starting at 5:30 to 8:30, and it's family friendly.
So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. And right now we are talking with Pamela Turros, and we are talking about Giving Tuesday. All right. So now let's go on to these good hats.
Yay.
You brought one in today, and they're adorable. I think they're so cute. And they're Cleveland perfect is what I'm going to call it. Cleveland perfect because they're perfect for our weather. What are good hats?
Sure. So when I got to go to the National Giving Tuesday Summit last year in May, there is an organization called Volunteer New York, and it has an exclamation point after their name. And they've been doing this for several years. And one of the amazing things about Giving Tuesday is you're supposed to borrow other people's ideas. The Giving Tuesday logo, you'll recognize, is similar in every city, but every city makes it their own. And any idea that any one of us who's running a Giving Tuesday campaign has, we encourage people to take it. If someone wants to use our Giving Tuesday logos for their own stuff, please send us an email and we'll share the logos. We'll share the hats. They wear volunteer hats on Giving Tuesday in New York, and businesses pay to be in a video. Our video was luckily donated, but our video is full of change makers wearing their good hats, and the hats are on sale through the website and a few places around town. You pay $25 for the hat. Anything above the cost of actually producing the hat gets donated to either the equity campaign or to a nonprofit that you choose. And so they're super cool. So they wear their volunteer hats in New York, and in Cleveland we say wear your good hat for Giving Tuesday.
And I want to say it's not, when you think of hat, you think of like a baseball cap. It's not a baseball cap. It's almost like a toboggan hat.
It's a nice warm winter hat. And I've heard that they're some of the most comfortable hats in town.
And they have a cute little fuzzy ball on top of them. Yes. Oh, I love them. And they're for a great cause. So you said it can go towards helping 15 different local causes?
If you donate or purchase through the main page or through one of the retail locations, if you purchase online, you can choose any nonprofits. We will make as many as we sell all the way through December 3rd. We won't guarantee any availability of hats after December 3rd. But if your order is placed by midnight on December 3rd, you can choose your cause. And between $16 and $18 from either ticket purchase or hat purchase goes directly back to the cause you designate.
All right. And how long does it normally take to get the hat?
We're shipping out every day now. It's so fun taking them to the post office. Yesterday, I had a little 10-year-old helper packaging all the packages.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, Pamela. So where can people go to get more information on all of this?
DoGoodCLE.org.
And did you have anything else that you would like to add?
I don't think so. I would love to just give a shout out maybe to a couple of the nonprofits that are participating this year.
Yeah, of course.
When we chose the 15 organizations that benefit from the community campaign, which is if you donate through the main page or if you donate through any of the Wish Cleveland pages. And again, you can find us on social media at Wish Cleveland. That's the website that we run to tell stories about people doing good in Northeast Ohio. We're at Wish Cleveland on social media, DoGoodCLE.org. The reason that the 15 nonprofits that were chosen as part of our campaign was for a few reasons. We said, what are the issues that we really want to make sure get some attention as part of this campaign? And so we talked about social justice issues and LGBTQ rights and STEM education and foster care. These are really some of the issues that underscore in our community. Really, we won't be able to move forward as a community and until we have meaningful change in these areas. Housing is the most basic human right, in our opinion. And so we have the Center for Fair Housing and Research that benefits from every dollar donated from the main page. And also three organizations that support homeless people. We have the Northeast Ohio Coalition for the Homeless. We have Haven Home, which is an emergency shelter for women and children. And we also have the Metanoia Project, which was out of St. Malachi Church. That's an emergency shelter for people who don't traditionally fit into a regular shelter setting. So we really believe that fair housing is the most important, aside from and fair healthcare. We support Birthing Beautiful Communities because we've got a disastrous amount of African-American babies that are not making it to their first birthday. And so Birthing Beautiful Communities receives a portion of those donations. These are the issues that really are at the base of equality and success as a community. And until we solve them, we really can't move forward as Cleveland, as Cleveland's nonprofit community, as people who want to see Cleveland thrive, which is what that whole video is all about. We want to see our neighbors flourish and thrive. And so that's why those organizations were chosen, because they really are in a very grassroots, proactive, sustainable way working on those issues.
That's amazing. Thank you for doing, you know, everything that you're doing to help bring attention to these nonprofits and raise money for them, because like you said, you know, that's where the change starts. It really is. We've been talking with Pamela Turrows about Giving Tuesday. You can find more information at their website, dogoodcle.org. That's dogoodcle.org. Pamela, thank you so much for coming in today and talking with us about this. And I'm really excited to see, you know, what comes out of this.
Thank you. I really appreciate the support. You guys do good stuff.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!